Andrew Scott and Miranda Mock, his girlfriend, are white. We're white. And police use a disproportionate amount of force against Black people. They are stopped more often, searched more often, assaulted more often, killed more often. That is true for Black people, Latinx people, Indigenous people. But there are also a lot of white people in the country, and a lot of white people, have also been wrongfully arrested, assaulted, and killed by police. And part of my goal in the book is both to recognize and draw attention to the disproportionate use of force against people of color, and also to tell the story of people who are white, because they are also part of this complex system, and they are also, face the blunt end of police force. So Andrew Scott lived in an apartment in Florida, in Lake County, Florida, and he had gotten home to his apartment. He delivered pizza for a living. He and his girlfriend Miranda were sitting on the couch playing video games, eating some dinner, and they all of a sudden heard very loud pounding on their door at 1:30 in the morning. And it was not the safest neighborhood. Andrew had a gun that he was legally allowed to have. And so they went and threw on some clothes. They'd been wearing their pajamas, and he got his gun that was sitting in his bedroom. When he went to the door, he opened the door slightly with, Miranda says, his gun down by his side. And he was within seconds shot and killed by sheriffs, the sheriff's department. And the sheriff's department was there because earlier in that evening, there had been someone on a motorcycle who had sped away from this officer. And this officer decided he was going to find where this motorcycle driver was. And they found a motorcycle in this city of thousands and thousands of people, found a motorcycle that was warm outside of the Blueberry Hill Apartments where Andrew Scott lived, and somehow decided that that motorcycle must have been the motorcycle that sped away from the deputy and also was a motorcycle that was involved in an assault. And they decided at 1:30 in the morning to go pounding on doors in this apartment complex to find out where this person was. And Andrew Scott's light was on and Miranda Mock's light was on because they were playing video games. And so that was the door that they pounded on. And when he opened the door, they all had their guns drawn. When they saw him with his gun, they fired. So he's legally allowed to have this gun in his own home, doing nothing and having done nothing wrong. And the courts that heard the case dismissed it, finding that his constitutional rights were not violated. They found that there was no unlawful search because they hadn't entered the home. And the Supreme Court has said you can do what's called a knock and talk to go knock on someone's door. The court has said, just like if you have a doorbell on your home, it means that you're inviting people to knock on your door and talk to you. Just like Girl Scouts, Girl Scouts can knock at your door and so can police. Well, this looked nothing like a Girl Scout knocking at your door to try to sell cookies, right? The officers all had their guns drawn. But because they hadn't entered the home, it was not considered a search of the home. And then it was not considered excessive force because Andrew Scott had a gun that he legally possessed. But according to the court, the fact that he had a gun meant that the officer reasonably feared for his life. And so it was reasonable for him to shoot. Think about the impact of this kind of thing on places that have open carry laws, places where there are gun rights. I mean, this is a situation where the Second Amendment protection and the Fourth Amendment really comes into stark contrast, where you can have a gun, but then police can shoot you, and they can reasonably shoot you without violating your constitutional rights.